We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Just Enough Wines. Spoiler alert. Did you know a six-pack of canned wine is equal to two bottles of wine? Canned wine, you guys. Go to justenoughwines.com today and get premium canned wines delivered straight to your door. Happy holidays from justenoughwines.com. I actually got the little sampler pack. They've got like a bubbly in there too, and just, you know, variety of, of wines. Tasty.
Oh, is it?
Well, listen, you know, I'm not a wine aficionado or anything, but I was like, I don't drink this. I do like bubbles. That. I like some bubbles.
Hey, listen to this. Everyone say hi to Omar.
Hey, Omar.
Hello, my name is Omar. I came to this country many years ago, and every Thursday, my aunt will pick me up and go spend the night with them. And every morning, when she was dropping me off back at home, she will listen to you guys. And since then, I became a fan, but then I didn't know English at all, but always seemed interested in your voices and the laughs, etc. After working for many years washing dishes, making my way up to be a server, a bartender, and now working for Kaiser Permanente, you guys are still my morning company.
Oh, wow.
I thought of sharing a little bit of my story. You guys rock.
Nice.
Hey, Omar.
Nice.
Happy holidays.
You just made my day, dude. Omar, everyone.
Works at Kaiser now.
Those are the kinds of stories that are happening out there that you don't know about until someone says it, and then you go... That's rad.
Right. There
That's
it is.
So
hard
great.
Work paying off. I like it.
Our hard work?
No.
Oh.
Omar's hard work.
Oh, yes. Right. Okay.
Washing dishes, works his way
and
up.
Our hard work.
And our hard
We're
work
in
every
his
day.
Ears. That's
yeah,
awesome,
super
Omar.
Hard work. I got a little sweaty here. All right.
Don't discount our hard
yeah,
work.
Yeah, don't.
Too.
Don't. Did
I'm
you
not.
Sleep last night?
I did.
Oh, I did not.
I did sleep. I did not a great night's sleep because it was a Sunday night, and at the end of vacation. But I forced myself to get up super early on Sunday morning so that I would be tired.
Oh.
So I was probably asleep by 9.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. But then, you know, I was like worried that my alarms wouldn't go off and everything.
Yeah, oh, there's a whole thing going on. That's, believe me.
It's the first day of school. What am I going to wear?
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah, baby.
And of course, Sarah sends a text. Hey, don't forget to turn your alarms on.
What do you think? I'm a newbie? Come on, get out of here.
Dude, it happens. You know, you just think, oh, geez. It's hard. Like, and then you're walking around the house going, no, hold on now. What do I have to bring? Mm-hmm. Let me get everything ready. What are all my routines again?
By the way, I'm with 415 who texted it in. Sarah should have gotten 11 years for stealing Village's heart.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
You ruined that guy.
Stomping on it.
It's never been the same.
It was never, ever a thing between us.
Oh,
we were
I'm
friends
sure. Right.
Since we were little kids.
Look, he's a cool guy. He played it cool. But what he really wanted you to do was
he
say.
Didn't. If he had wanted, believe me, I know that guy. He never would have let it go. If he was into me at all, I'd hate him right now.
He sounded pretty distraught on The Secret Show.
No, he didn't. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, thanks for chiming in,
so
Alex. He didn't sound bummed at all. Well, listen, I am a catch, but, you know, he didn't even try. Nope.
Heck yeah.
Got away. Okay, let's get all Christmassy in us.
All right.
So here we go. Vinny, this is right up your alley because
Kay.
I know you guys have a big Christmas light fight at your road.
Oh my God, you guys. Let me just tell you, Saturday.
All right.
So I get we were in Tahoe until Friday. We got home kind of late. I rested my leg the whole week, and so Saturday morning I went surfing. And when I got home, I was, you know, I cleaned my gear up and I hang my wetsuit, and our neighbor across the street, Ben, is already with the Christmas music on and putting up the lights display.
Mm-hmm.
And
is Halloween all the way down?
Oh, all the way down, and has been down. There was even a break between. Yes.
I see.
But so the whole neighborhood this weekend was busy with that. It was Christmas carols from everyone's houses. So if you walk down the street, you could hear.
What, they have like Bluetooth speakers set up out there or something?
Yes. Just... That's what we had.
Oh, boy.
We were doing the whole thing. So,
the weather outside is
just killer. Boy. So fun to feel all the Christmassy vibes. It was great.
Oh, holy. No, you keep going because this is we're overlapping. You're going to the next house.
Yeah.
As you walk down the street,
supposed to fade away.
Oh, God, it's so good. I see.
So rad. It was really, really cool. And so now, you know. They in particular do this like
they're over the top. Like your road is one of those roads people go to.
Yes.
So, and it's all very friendly.
Yeah.
But everyone is definitely trying to outdo everyone else. Or is there just no outdoing Ben?
No, there's no outdoing Ben, first of all. But also, I think everybody's just into it because it really does set a great vibe. The energy is like, you can feel it.
Right.
Feels like Christmas. You know, I grew up in California. I'm a native. It's different for us. We don't have the same fall, you know, what do they call that? The foliage.
Sure. The changing of the season. You are right. There's a thing about it feels like Christmas where I grew up because it's effing cold and snowy. And at night you're like huddled by a fire under the blanket that your Nana made you. Couple years ago,
right?
Afghan.
So at our house, they were doing a prescribed burn, so it smelled like smoke. So I mean, you're just not getting the same.
So people need to be extra jolly.
So that's it. The street just puts out an energy, and I love it. I think it's great.
So there's a show called The Great Christmas Light Fight.
Oh, okay.
And this is the 10th season of it, and it starts tonight, 8 o'clock on ABC. Here's a little.
It ain't so.
Got a real sleigh.
It's our sweetest season yet.
The whole house looks like it just came out of the oven.
And you'll soon see for your elf.
Man, this is like the North Pole.
This is really
for your elf.
I will say, even the cars are completely covered in lights. And then they show it from the sky, and the whole area is just, I mean, obviously the fight is on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that isn't us.
And the electric bill is ridiculous. Oh, wow. And each one is themed. There's one, like a Star Wars one. And then there's Santa and a dragon. I don't know what the theme is there. Slay of Thrones, Game of Slays.
As far as I don't know anything about these people, but we all still have jobs and go to work. Like, we don't have that kind of commitment.
Oh, that one has a ride.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in this show. So this is on TV?
Yeah, this is on ABC.
All right.
8 o'clock. I don't know if it's just a one-night special. Does it look like it's just a one-night thing? Or it's a season premiere.
So it's probably a...
All right.
I don't feel like those are regular people with jobs. I think those are
set
artists.
Decorators.
Yes,
and sure.
Those that are competing against each other and have unlimited budgets.
So that's on tonight. That'll, you know, get you in the mood. And maybe give you some great ideas for your own home.
Mm.
Here is a little Christmas story freak out. We had heard recently, and I do not believe that we got to this story on the air, but the movie A Christmas Story, that it's an instant classic. What is it? An 80s movie? So, oh yeah, in 1983, A Christmas Story. So, and they've got like a sequel coming out too, where they're all grown up, Ralphie and everybody.
I never even watched that. Did you watch it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I never even watched it.
In fact, after that, my kids had to get their BB guns. Which was great. That was like the whole thing. What's the I can't even think of the name of it. The air something, air gun.
Airsoft.
Yeah. So it's a whole thing. Christmas Story. Generation of kids loves it. You probably, you know, it's 83. You probably watched that, huh, Bryn? What about you, Alex?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, God. You guys.
I mean, 83 was, I was born.
There's a lamp. That's a man.
You were what?
I was born in 83. Yeah,
you
know. So, I mean.
Yeah, so that.
I graduated from.
That movie would have been in rotation by the time
it
you
It should
were
have been, yeah,
man.
But for the first, like, 60 years, I was listening to all Vietnamese stuff, watching Vietnamese movies and Vietnamese music, so I didn't know any of the cool rock and roll stuff you guys
What's Christmas like there?
In Vietnam?
Yeah.
It's the same. They
it
have, they
is?
Have, yeah.
Is there a Christian population?
Yeah, there's a Christian population. There's also a big Buddhist population. So it's like half-half kind of.
Did the Buddhists also go, oh, the hell with it. Let's just go with it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let's just roll. We're very sad. We're going to just roll with
Christmas. I think so. Because we do here. I mean.
They put like a beard on
But they
Buddha,
definitely decorate a lot.
Sacrilegious.
I don't know about the beard and stuff. But yeah, they celebrate Christmas. I know because I talk to my teacher online all the time.
Oh yeah, he's got a.
My Vietnamese teacher.
He's a guy who. Grew up speaking Vietnamese, but doesn't really know how to speak.
No, I
lessons.
Speak well enough, but when I go to Vietnam, I come back like ashamed of myself. I'm like, man, I suck. But, you know, I can get around, no problem. But when I try to fit in, they're like, you're from America. Shut up. I'm like, oh, man.
Is that accent or just word
it's
related?
It's accent. It's definitely word, like, word
Say
recall.
Say some stuff, like if you're talking to your teacher, just,
like,
you know.
Nói tiếng Việt, đàn hân, means I want to speak Vietnamese better. You know, but it's just like she'll make me do stuff.
Talk about Christmas in Vietnamese.
Có mấy lần nó kêu bằng Noel, Noel là Christmas, but it's also like kêu bằng Giáng sinh. I just learned Giáng sinh. That's a new word I learned. It's called that's the what they call Christmas actually
Giáng
nowadays. Giáng sinh. Oh. Yeah, I learned that over. My last course.
Because he takes these comments. He just sits
Good
there
for
and
him.
Has comments.
I like
great.
It. You know,
it's
I love
very
it.
Tough.
I went back to guitar because I never paid attention to my guitar lessons and have been really trying to learn this instrument. But I look back and think, I sat through all those Spanish classes and all I remember is failing. Like I just, my
and not caring.
Senora Custom
not
would go,
about it.
Vincente, your 5-minute speak on whatever. And I would get up and go, Hola, class. Sit down. You don't know what you... Because I would just be fudging my way through the whole thing like a dummy. Mm. Oh, what a regret.
You
Good
know,
for you.
Mm-hmm, thanks. Spanish... I mean, my parents paid for it, and I totally skipped out in school.
Oh.
When I was a kid. Spanish?
No, Spanish would be... I really, really wish that I could speak
I took the classes. I was there, and I can't speak the language. What's wrong with me?
Nothing.
You're
you know what's
kid.
Wrong with you is that it's impossible to learn a language sitting in a classroom because the vocabulary goes out the window as soon as you get little basics you can't understand. I can't understand anyone who's speaking.
Well, also I could have tried.
Well, as a kid, you know, you'd rather be skateboarding or doing anything else than
but
you know,
immersion's the way.
We were talking about. I was talking to Johnny because I saw him in Tahoe over the weekend. Johnny Mosley, the Olympic gold medalist, as you all know. And he was talking about his kids who they also are really good skiers. But he said, my oldest is at that point where there's girls and baseball. And those are the sacrifices. Like my kids were asking, how did he get a gold medal? I'm like,
that's all he did his whole life.
It was winter his whole life growing up because he never went.
He didn't have
summer.
All the stuff that
and he didn't go chase girls. And I mean, he eventually, you know,
he got a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying he sacrificed. That's
right?
How
Absolutely.
He got a gold medal.
You
got to
choose between
nonstop at it.
A fun life, sort of a normal life that people have and all the normal things that happen to people or the Olympic course.
Extreme.
All right. Anyway, so back to this story I'm never going to get to. A Christmas Story.
Oh, right.
That is a movie.
That's where we
The right. house that is featured, where Ralphie lives, is for sale. And the guy who actually owns it has turned it into it's about like a, I don't know, 1.5 acres, something like that. But it's not just the house. There are other buildings on there. There's like a warehousey style museum. And apparently the inside of the house, I don't think anybody lives in it. It's set up exactly like the family had it. This guy his name is Brian Jones. He's trying to sell this place. There, see the lamp, the leg lamp?
Mm-hmm.
So the place is for sale, and there's a former child actor by the name of Yano Anaya. He played Grover in the movie. He's one of the bullies in the movie.
Okay.
So he was trying to put together a group to buy the house. Like it's his claim to fame, so he wants to own the museum and the house and the grounds. It's not going well. Earlier this month, Yano was just at the house randomly, and I guess tourists go there. You know, this is the Christmas Story
house.
They make
a pilgrimage.
Sure. Right. And they can go to the museum. And they can take. So he was like on the porch of the house. Do you want to just roll the video?
Sure.
Okay, right. So this is the Yano, the kid who was in the movie.
And here's the audio.
Yano! What in the f*** out now? Get the f*** out here. I'm not kidding. Get the f*** out.
What the?
Please. Get the f*** out. Leave now. Get away from my property. Don't ever come here again. Never, ever again. Leave now. I'm serious. Get going.
All right, see that? Pause it for a second.
Get going!
Get going. That's Brian Jones, the guy who owns the property and is trying to sell it. So he's screaming, get off the property. During his tirade, he's calling him a scammer, a loser, and other things that we're going to have to bleep out. He's suggesting that this Yano guy, who was the little bully, Grover, that he's trying to scam him, like he's trying to, you know, screw him over. In an interview after the incident, Brian Jones said he didn't want fans to be misled into contributing to a GoFundMe campaign because Yano's group started to buy the house. So I guess he's asking people to pitch in on his camp, you know, for his campaign to buy this thing. He said, that is not going to work. I have no association with any. Do you have that quote?
Mm-mm.
I have no association with any GoFundMe campaign. I'm not selling the house through GoFundMe. So fans should not contribute to that fund under false pretenses, thinking their money is going toward buying the house. I'm entertaining offers only from qualified buyers through my real estate broker. So he does that as quite a longish video. I mean,
so maybe he's put up with quite a bit. It sounds like that's a person who's
something's going
gone
on
through
between
some stuff.
Him and this Grover dude. Obviously, they've had run-ins in the past, and this is just the one that was caught on video because he hangs at the house and he's there greeting fans.
All right.
I can see that guy wanting to. I mean, if this guy wants to just offload the house, just who cares if the money came from GoFundMe?
Well, I can see why he feels like people are being scammed. I worry about that, too. Like, you know, GoFundMe is actually a really neat thing when you see it rescue someone who needs it.
Incredible tool.
And I see a lot of young people who didn't have insurance who get injured, and they're like, I don't have the. And you see people chip in, and that's actually. That's great.
Sure.
Buying a house for this guy so that he can what?
Run
turn
it
into a museum?
It's already, there's an existing thing. Like, it's a place a tourist can go and, I guess, pay an admission, get in there.
I don't like it,
though.
This guy
Brian wants out from under it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't, that guy Brian sounds like a maniac.
Well, he's been dealing with this, I'm sure. I mean, you can imagine, look, how many times have people said, don't do that. You don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding? Owning a house on Lombard Street? What could go wrong?
I'm going for it.
Except
if I don't want it anymore, I'll just put it back on the market.
24/7, there are people walking down your curvy street and lines driving down your
you can't
curvy
even get
street.
To your house,
you can't
right.
get to your own home. I get
so
it.
So pretty, though.
Someone who thought only thought positives. Didn't see how that might end up not working out.
Anyway, it's a Christmas freakout story. So Christmas, yay, right around the corner.
Poor
all
guy.
Right, Vinny, what's coming up?
I'm on text right now. Sorry. News is coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're back, baby, and the countdown to Christmas is on, and the countdown to Winterland. Oh, boy. This Wednesday, It's a very exciting day. In the 5 o'clock hour, our little Janie is going to play two One Republic songs back to back. Yep, it's true. I am worried about a Wednesday. After the second song ends, if you're calling number 97, you get 4 second row tickets to Alice in Winterland, a meet and greet with One Republic, and the winner also gets a California's Great America Winterfest VIP package for four that includes Winterfest tickets, fast lanes, ice skating passes, and more. This Wednesday.
The Radio Alice Report.
Yeah, your crazy shot is on Wednesday. We're going crazy over here.
Oh.
Well.
Bad fingers.
That was an accident. I don't get the tie in there. Okay. All right. This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City. There's never been a better time than now to shop for a brand new Subaru. Come to Carlson Subaru at 480 Veterans Boulevard in Redwood City or visit them at carlsonsubaru.com.
Oh.
Niners won.
Oh. Yeah,
go Niners.
Go Niners is right.
I was thinking about you guys yesterday as I was like, oh, Alex is going crazy right now.
Yeah.
Alex is freaking out.
I was loving my life. Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Niners win, everyone. Niners win. Niners. Oh. And don't forget, it's Winterland Week, so we party this Friday night. Hopefully you'll meet us there.
Yeah.
We're looking for you. That's right.
You.
You.
Get to Ticketmaster. Make sure you get those tickets. Come on now.
Don't sleep on that.
Where are you?
Big show this Friday night. Going to be a lot of fun down in San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
Meet you there.
All right. I'll go.
Okay, so Bryn brought me this story a second ago. I'd seen it over the vacation and wasn't sure. You know how vacation becomes one day into the next the next, so you don't know. But it looks like this happened in broad daylight. Mm-hmm. It says 1:20 p.m. on a Saturday.
Just this past Saturday or a week ago Saturday?
No, just this past Saturday. Okay. So anyway, exclusive, $178,000. $1,000 worth of camera equipment was stolen in an armed robbery at a store near SF's Union Square. Now, it says near SF's Union Square because I was kind of like, a camera store in Union Square?
Mm-hmm.
So the camera brand is called Leica. Have you heard of them?
No.
It's L-E-I-C-A. So I think I'd heard of them before.
Okay.
I've actually heard a guy who sings in a band that I like is always posting pictures from his Leica camera.
Ah.
So it's like, I think there are enthusiasts, people who are really into.
Is there something special about his photos?
You got to kind of be that kind of person.
Right.
I don't. Camera phones take pretty darn good pictures.
They take great pictures, and honestly, it feels like it's got to be tough to be in the camera business right
now. That's why I'm saying it's weird that there's a camera store in Union Square. It must be on one of the off streets.
Yeah.
But either way, that's a lot of money stolen.
Oh my God. So many. So many dollars of money.
And in broad daylight. They call it a lightning-fast armed robbery near San Francisco's Union Square right after the mayor had announced we're going to step up, police presence, make it safe for people to shop there.
We're doing that in 2 days.
You know, there'd been other smash and grabs that had happened. The Louis Vuitton store got robbed and a few others where they're coordinated.
Well, they make them big enough that they are impossible to stop. Nobody wants any part of
the police presence, you mean?
No. I mean, like, the group of people. Like, these, you know.
Yes.
It's like a flash mob of robbers.
Yeah. Well, and you put a gun in someone's hand, and everyone goes,
take anything you want.
Help yourselves.
Except my life.
The Leica store, which sells high-end camera equipment, was robbed in broad daylight. You can see that they had prepared for it.
Oh, boy, look at that. It's a block or so away from Union.
Union Square is right here.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so this is maybe, just days after blocks. San Francisco Mayor London Breed has assured the public that there were additional safety measures in place in the area so that you could shop without worry, and then this happens. So this morning, I'm driving in, and there was a police presence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
blocking the whole street off.
Yep. Geary Street, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was parked...
The whole 2 days later?
Yeah.
Well, at this point, maybe they're not going to let cars down that road at night.
You're saying it wasn't about this necessarily.
No.
It was that the police presence is saying, we're basically checking everyone who's coming into this area.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I just saw it this morning at 4 whatever.
They blocked off two streets in a row, right? One after the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the area where you see the green so far ahead. Get to make that green.
Lights! No lights!
You and I live the same life sometimes, don't we? With the kids and the drive-in. And, oh, boy. Anyway, so they still don't have any suspects.
No,
like, they pulled that off. Broad daylight, middle of the day. You would think that would be impossible. But it turns out all these cameras, they can't tell you anything. I'm like, there's a guy in a mask. There they are. Getting away.
Mm-hmm.
Let me guess, they have their license plates covered?
Or stolen cars.
Sure.
I mean, it's a diff.
Boy, you know.
He has a hammer, he's breaking the windows.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm getting in there, I'm getting all the stuff I need.
So, anyway, camera shop robbed here in San Francisco.
Oh, look, they've got, like, backpacks on the front of them that they're just shoving stuff into.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, they've got it all worked out.
They certainly did seem to be
I don't know how you
efficient.
Sell that, but then again...
Oh, there's buyers. I mean, it turns out if you're a robber, you're all hooked up with the underworld.
Mm.
We just did a story about the place in New Jersey that was like the king of catalytic converters.
Yeah.
Flipping millions and millions of dollars worth of catalytic converters from your Prius.
Yeah. They got two of my off my Prius.
Yeah.
You got a mansion like Tony Montana's.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
remember that?
Crazy mansion, like a castle, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Tony Montana.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, you like that?
Did I say the Niners won? I think I did. Okay, I'll
go
move
Niners.
On.
Go Niners.
And Brazil won, too.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
my wife was super
football.
Happy.
Yeah.
Football.
I haven't had any
game?
Time to look at it.
I watched it. Yeah, I was, had to. So, I mean, I wanted to.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the...
Yeah.
Yeah, I did because we went skiing, or the girls went skiing on... Wednesday?
Yeah.
And then Thursday was Thanksgiving. I did watch football all day.
Yeah.
We went out and played in the snow a little and come back in and there's more football. It was wonderful. Boy, that Thanksgiving is good stuff. I liked it.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like you had a great time.
Yeah, we did. A poll by dating.com found 71% of its users wouldn't buy someone a gift for the holidays unless they've been dating more than 7 months.
What's the percentage?
71%.
Mm.
I realize everything's weird in the beginning and maybe you're into them, but you don't want to scare them off or you're...
Right.
But then again, you're into them. Why wouldn't you want them to know that?
It's also weird to have been dating someone for 3 months and be doing Christmassy things together and not get them a gift. There'd almost be no scenario. Like, I met this guy last weekend and I bought him a Christmas present on Tuesday that is how I would be.
Let me ask you something. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
This is you. Okay. I'm your third son.
Yeah.
MiraCosta College.
Okay.
We got Berkeley, we got Bushwick,
we got MiraCosta. Got it. All right, MC.
And I come to you and I say to you, Mom, I really like this girl.
Mm-hmm.
I am so into her.
Yeah.
And we've been dating now 3 months.
Yeah, we like her too, hon.
When is it okay for me to tell her I love her?
The moment will come. You'll find the moment. Try to let her say it first. It's hard to be the first one to say it.
So the moment will come when she says it first?
Sometimes you'll find yourself in a situation where you can't help yourself.
After that one thing.
Someone has to,
After the one thing?
Yeah.
Right.
When you down, like, at the post in. Or,
We did that one thing already 10 times. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, this time was
this time was really romantic. It was a really good hotel.
Yeah, right.
That you were in.
Oh, my God.
Let's not talk about me. This is your third son, MiraCosta.
Yeah,
back to the point.
MiraCosta, listen, you're going to take her to the post inn, whatever the place was called. The post hole.
Post ranch.
Post ranch. That's it.
All right, texters, never mind. We're not going to talk to Sarah about this. She can't. Okay, Bryn.
Yeah.
Your son comes to you and says, "Dad, I'm really into this girl."
Say it, second son. don't be a sucker.
The time to say it is right after she says it.
And don't even say it. Just say you two. Just say diddle.
Just say it. Say, I have really strong feelings.
That's your advice to your boy?
What, did I raise a punk or what?
Oh, I love you. Uncle,
I wonder what the consensus from the young people today is on whether you say that at all.
You know, doesn't it feel like everyone's just like, it's like, I love you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Like, it was never going to be John saying it first, because I said it a zillion times. So, like, I stopped saying it when we started dating. You know? Oh, now it'll be weird if I say it.
Oh, so you'd already said it
well,
as
to
a guy.
Everybody. Sure. I mean, how many times have I told you I love you?
I don't know.
I have a lot of love in my heart.
Big heart there.
I just want to tell it. I want everyone to know where they stand with me in case anything happens.
So both of your good advice is don't say it at all until someone says
well,
it to
no,
you.
It's hard to say.
And
I mean,
then you... and then cheap out with ditto. God, sheesh. Yeah. No wonder no one gets together anymore.
People show less affection.
Show less affection. Wow.
In the beginning.
Don't.
Obviously.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Make them earn it.
A new poll by dating.com found 7 in 10 of its users would spend exactly zero on this person if you've been dating. Like, what?
That feels really wrong.
You've been together for 6 months. You're doing it. You are putting your face in places.
You've been together for 2 months. You're doing it. You're putting your face in places.
Yeah.
Like, get a little something.
I don't know about that, but, you know, I mean,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you might be.
That is the gift, yeah.
Mm. Oh, really? Oh, thanks. What a great effing gift. Thank you so much. Oh, boy. You guys.
I'm looking at this story. I'm just thinking, I can't believe it. You're with someone for 6 months, and you're thinking, I shouldn't get them anything.
Yeah, that's weird.
I think it's a mess up. I think that person's going to get you something, and you're not going to have something to give them back.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm with you...
I left yours in the car.
If I'm with someone 6 months, I fully am into them. Otherwise...
Then why else are you still there?
I was on like a 6-week cycle. Like you date, you have some meals, you bone, you bone a bunch of times, and then you go, all right, well, I gotta go.
Yeah, it's a yes or a no at that point. It's like, this is something, or... Yeah, if you make it past
some other thing I want to go do.
6 weeks, it's kind of like, okay, we're headed somewhere.
Where are we going?
Another poll looked at couples.
I need to talk to you. Where are we going?
What is this?
What is this? Oh, what is this? What's happening
here? You say that jokingly, but you did that to John. What are we? Just fornicating? Like, shouldn't we live together? What is this?
What's going to happen?
What am I? You did that to John.
Well, yeah, we were like 3 months in. I'm like, okay, what's happening here?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
3 months she pulled that.
Hell yeah, I was. I'm like, I'm getting attached to you.
Like I'm some sort of whore?
If you want to say we're official, then I'm in.
If you want to say we're official, then I'm in.
But yeah, it was at that
point. What kind of sentence is that?
That's the kind of sentence that gets an answer.
If you
want
to say I love you, then I love you.
If you want to say I love you to me, I'll say it back to you.
Jesus, we are so broken.
I know.
Why can't people just do what they... God.
I said I love you first.
Of course you did. Yeah. Did he say it right back?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he said I love you too?
Yeah.
And this was 3 months in?
About that, yeah.
And you wouldn't say that to your one of your
October
boys?
October 14th, 1989.
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
Is that true?
Yeah.
He said I love you on October 14th.
Shut up.
It back to me.
Shut up.
I think I actually said it to him and he didn't say it back to me at first. He was like, I just am not ready to.
And what'd you do?
Said,
did you cry?
Fine. No.
Oh, you cried.
I cried when he actually said it.
You cried when he said it?
We were in my parents' camper. And he said it back to me.
You used a bone in the camper?
Mm-hmm. Kidding me? It was a bed and it wasn't in my house.
Yeah. So you'd go, we're going to go hang in the camper,
Ma. Yeah,
we're going
to go hang in the camper, Ma. And we could get back. We could come. You know how parents are. They've gone to bed. So you'd like pull in the driveway. I'd be like, let's go in the camper.
If this car is a rockin' Don't Come a Knockin'? Is that what you'd hang outside the door on the knob?
I lived out in the country. Like, oh, there was no one around. Right. It was even a little bit obscured from the
house.
Did you get to
spend the night in there?
Yeah, we slept in there a few times.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know. Mm. Oh. That was nothing but a fornicator.
Wow. Look at the... Okay, our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, I said I love you 7 days after meeting in the throes of the most mind-blowing sex ever. I apologized right after, heavily embarrassed. 22 years later, my husband and I are still here.
Oh.
Oh, what? Nice, Bryn. Taking Vietnamese classes. I'm 61 and going back to college to become absolutely fluent in Spanish.
Nice.
It's never too late.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, like, learning another language is incredibly good for your brain. Like, creates all these new pathways.
I think guitar has been really good for my brain.
Well, that's
a
language,
well.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, learning music and trying to... It's also because you have a lot going on in life, it's actually harder to learn it later in life, but still worth it.
Yep.
You think you have things going on when you're young, but it turns out you got nothing.
Right. You don't realize how busy your life is going to be. All these obligations, and then throw kids in. And now you are someone. Yes.
408 says, I'm 60 years old and have been with this girl over 2 years, and I have not said it. Not even close.
How old is he?
62.
60.
Oh, 60.
Oh, so it's just an F buddy.
Well, I don't know what's going on
please
there. What is the
more.
Problem? Yeah, why? Why
can you
don't
please write us an email and describe your situation, and we're going to discuss this on today's Secret
408,
show.
Just answer this question. Well, actually, answer all the questions. Yeah. But you know, so you don't love her?
Maybe I should give that person a call.
Yeah, I think you should call them.
I'll text them first.
Yeah, text them.
My curiosity is: so you do love her, but you don't want to say it, or you just don't love her?
And she's just an F buddy.
Mm.
And what's your problem with it? Is it like,
how
did you
grow
up? How
do you not get attached to someone after 2 years?
You know, though, there are people who, like, even in their families, they don't tell each other that they love them. They, you know, the kids, like, I never heard my dad say that. Or there are definitely people who sort of keep that in close, and they might actually love you, but they would never say it. Well, that's, I know. Sad. Tell those people, look, something could happen to you, and you want people to know where you stand.
Don't
with
tell
them
something could happen
well,
to
it
them.
Could.
Just
that's
tell
the
them
thing.
That you
it's
love
life.
Them. You don't have to preface it with.
You don't have to say, I'm telling you this because I might die. You
I
just
feel
say,
like you're going to walk into a fall down a manhole and never.
I want you to know that I love you if you fall in a manhole
and drown in a sewer.
Oh, that's a terrible
man,
way to go. Imagine
on.
That. Yuck.
Just so you know.
It gets in your mouth. Ugh.
Oh. Vin, 415 says, Vin, her third son is Cal State Hayward. You'd be the fourth son, MiraCosta.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
That's funny. That's a good one.
That is a good that's a, was like a another guy that yep. Yeah, she took in and
she adopted.
Yeah.
I have a lot of adopted people
and
in my
life.
And
then he just walked.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Still hurts.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.